Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from East River 9. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I'm coming over here, and I'm going to tell you something. I can whip your ass at one hand tied behind my back. Don't say a f***ing word.
Nope.
Tomorrow, call your f***ing boss and get me an experienced f***ing driver out here, because you are not that. And I've been trying to raise you up last night, and you're telling me I'm eating into your f***ing drive time.
No,
you told me you'd be here at 10 p.m. You were not here, you lying f***. So when I come out of that bathroom, get your ass ready to drive and drive me smooth, motherfucker, or you're gonna regret it. All my s*** is still f***ing dirty back here. You know what? If you really wanted to f***ing try and be part of this organization, you'd have found a f***ing washing machine. You told him you cleaned his bus.
Turn it up, RJ. That was Clay Walker. I think we're finally done with Clay Walker.
Clay Walker berating his bus driver.
Drive me smooth.
He dropped a C-word on him.
I can't wait to start telling people, drive. You know what? I'm just going to use that whenever I want. Not even to anyone. If Jabari Smith makes a three to tie the game, you just yell out, drive me smooth, mother. That's what you do. That's when you say it. It can be used in anything.
Drive me smooth.
Drive me smooth, mother. You drop that. You can use that anytime you want. Woo! You have a piece. You eat a piece of nigiri sushi at a high-end sushi place. Ooh, drive me smooth, mother. You can say it with a drink.
I don't.
Maestro Nobel, drive me smooth, mother. I'm going to work on that as the new. I'm going to say, can I start tagging stuff?
I don't think you want to. They're going to want, you know, drive me smooth. I'm going to. Okay, I'm pretty sure that's not something that. The kids are listening on their way to school. Now every kid in school can be walking down the hall. Drive me smooth, mother.
In a gentleman's club. Drive me smooth.
Well, that could apply to
golf course. Ready? And you know somebody's just careered it. Drive me smooth, mother. The guy who hits it can yell.
Yeah.
People in the background of a tournament can yell it out.
Well, I'm not sure Clay Walker is going to play nationally.
No, but that phrase does. It doesn't matter who it came from. I like that phrase. Clay stumbled upon.
We're going to keep it clean at Augusta, okay?
You going to keep it clean in Phoenix?
No.
Okay.
That's perfect for Phoenix.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
That's next year. Next year's Super Bowl. Clay Walker berating his bus driver. Oh, my gosh. Clay Walker is Clay Walker getting canceled? I mean,
no one cares enough to cancel.
Well, people do.
I think he'll get.
The Texans bring him out to play halftime again?
No.
Does this?
I'm going to pull. We need to play this every day.
Does this end the relationship? Do you think Janice McNair would put up with this kind of talk?
Somebody needs
with dirty mouth like this from Cal.
Somebody needs to send her an email forward. Because
if you're older,
you get email forwards,
this
right?
This is how he treats
it. I mean, if somebody would just send it to her direct message.
This is how Clay Walker treats his people behind the scenes.
That's what you say. Like, this guy was a working man. You know, country people don't play with you messing with the working man.
No,
like
no.
Or should you?
What a phony.
And you're like, now, if I were on Twitter, I'd say, I need more context. That's what you're supposed to say.
No, you don't need more.
How did he drive him? How did he drive him?
He didn't drive him smooth.
Was he intentionally? Was this guy driving up on a sidewalk?
Or hitting bumps?
What did you say? What did you say to your guy that hit you?
Were you drive me smooth, motherfucker?
Did you say?
RJ, you got to clean that up.
No, you don't, RJ.
You got to clean that up a little more.
RJ. That sounds fine.
No.
That sounds fine.
No,
is this what you yelled at that guy the other day who wrecked
when
you?
When somebody blows a red light and hits you, it's different than not washing your clothes.
You don't, okay, you're focusing on not having a washing machine. How about the thing that this guy was driving on sidewalks, probably? You need more context.
No,
John.
He wasn't.
Twitter tells you you need more context.
No, no. That's a little bit different when a dude blows a red light and runs into you than, you know, then I hit a pothole, and that pisses you off, Clay Walker. I didn't know Clay Walker was like that. That's
Clay
a
Walker's
shame.
Got edge.
Man,
Rodney Smooth.
That's just go ahead and put it in the trash. Take that soundbite and just throw it in the trash.
That's better.
That's useless.
We know what the kids go to school saying, drive me smooth, mother.
Okay, we do next week when it's okay. Go get the real version so we can use it next week when they're all on.
When the kids are on break, they're asleep. Yeah. These kids don't wake up.
Or at 9 o'clock, you can start using it. Mm-hmm. Basically, just you can't use it from 8 to 8:30.
You know, well, during spring break, you can use it at 7 a.m. because those kids ain't getting up. They lazy.
Lazy.
So
listen, kids aren't listening. They're not waking up to listen
to sports.
Alexa, turn on Sports Talk Radio, ESPN 97.5.
Dad.
No kids are doing that. Gilbert can't even do it.
Gilbert ain't ever listened to us. He has no idea. All he does is call in ask for Heidi Hope Princess.
I know.
That's it. So, Clay Walker, goodness gracious, my man. You just don't be an a-hole to your people. That's just ugly, ugly, ugly. All right? Did I do that with John? Get me some Zyrtec, mother? No, I didn't do that.
No, that's an ugly thing. Drive me smooth might have been. No, there's no way you can really spin it to being a positive.
There's no positive.
No, I'm hoping this finishes Clay Walker with the Texans. No offense, Clay, but we just want somebody else. We just need to move in a different direction. This rebrand is not complete until football time in Texas is dead. You can't have a rebrand. You can get new jerseys. You can get new uniforms, which, by the way, will not be this year. It's not until the following year. You can have Hannah talking more than Cal at some point. We can have D'Amico Ryans. We can have Bryce Young. But you cannot officially have a rebrand until football time in Houston is no longer played at the stadium. For sure. You can't. You just can't do it.
I've never been a bigger proponent for Clay Walker. Imagine Texans 2-minute warning, game on the line. Clay Walker comes out with "Drive me smooth."
Drive me smooth.
Thank you. No,
that version's the worst.
No, that's the version.
He just said "Drive me smooth." You know what? Then take off the beep and just say "Drive me smooth."
No,
that's what you're doing.
You know it's
what
a beep.
Saying.
You got to imagine.
Just
what
have "Drive me
the
smooth."
The people know what it is already because of you.
Drive me smooth.
Wow. All right. Speaking of the Texans, they got fined $175,000 and they lost a fifth-round pick because of Deshaun Watson and how they paid for the Houstonian and him to diddle with Instagram models or whomever that were giving him massages.
That's alleged.
Well, not really. It happened. Three hottest seats on the Houston. I've got a story here. Three hottest seats in the Houston Texans organization. Front office and on the field. Who do you think is on the line this year?
For Houston?
For Houston, Texans.
It's Nick Caserio.
Nick Caserio is number one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he does. They got to be better.
Nick Caserio will get fired for sure if they don't.
He got a talking to before that press conference this year.
Yeah.
He got a talking to. Nick Caserio was not good. And one of the reasons that Nick Caserio wasn't good is because of his draft picks. You believe that number two they've got here is Kenyon Green. He's on the hot seat. If Kenyon Green doesn't improve pass blocking this year, I mean, he was a rookie. I get that. That's fine. He was awful. He was bowled over, zero technique. He was run around. He was pushed around. He was awful. If Kenyon Green doesn't improve this year, I could see where Kenyon Green would be, hey, sit down, play out this contract as a backup.
Maybe. They'll make him fight. They'll make him fight for his job in year three. They'll have competition.
Boy, I think he'll be benched. He was benched last year. Yeah, he'll be benched this year.
D'Amico Ryans is
he didn't draft him.
He's not tied to anybody.
No.
Bobby Slowick isn't tied to anybody.
No,
so.
If D'Amico if he plays like he did last year and he's getting your quarterback killed and the quarterback can't, especially if it's Bryce Young, goodness gracious, the rush up the middle is going to be a killer for
Bryce
Young.
The most important thing is to tighten up the middle. So he just had his knee scoped, Kenyon Green, which is not a big deal. But they had to go in there and scope his knee. So he's had a knee issue that he had to get cleaned up. I don't know that if he's on a hot seat, but then again, you know, the way you say it, I could see them drafting a guard and making him compete for a job by year three, and that's a bad sign. If you're a first-round pick who's got to compete for a job, and this happens in the NFL, by the way.
Yeah.
It happens with offensive linemen. It happens with everybody. It's amazing. Going through the players
who
are
drafted.
Well,
some first-rounders don't make it. That's all there is to it.
No, I mean, and they're out of the league after 2 and 3 years.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Going back and looking at some of these old drafts like I do, and I see, holy crap, this guy didn't even last two. He only lasted 2 years, or this guy lasted 3 years, or he was 4 years and he was cut after the fourth year. He's a first rounder. This happens. Players don't play in the league as long as you think you
no.
they do. So it's entirely. I am not certainly not predicting it. I think Kenyon Green's going to be fine. However, it's not like it doesn't happen where a first rounder is not fighting for a position by year three. It happens, and if they miss, they'll know in 2 years. You're probably right, because after the second year, they will have an opinion on Kenyon Martin.
Well, no.
Kenyon Green. They'll have an opinion, and that opinion could be, we got to get some competition in here.
Well, not only that, it's going to be this year, 5 games in. Kenyon Green looks like he did last year. We can't play him anymore.
Well, they're probably not going to have a good option, though.
It doesn't matter. It's got to be better than that.
Well, I know.
I mean, they benched him last year without a good option.
Yeah, but you're assuming he is as bad in pass pro.
That's what I'm saying. If he doesn't improve.
Yeah, I think the odds are he will improve.
I hope so.
The question is how much.
Goodness gracious, I hope so.
Most players do.
And then the third guy is wide receiver Brandon Cooks. Will Brandon Cooks be on this roster game one?
Yes. Yeah, he will.
I don't think he gets traded. I don't think so.
We'll see what they can get for him. They may wait until there's injuries. You might actually get – well, here's why teams will maybe be more interested in trading for him. I think this is – no, it's not the end of his contract, so that wouldn't matter. It depends on what you get now versus then. You may be able to – maybe no one offers you a fourth now. Maybe someone in the middle of the season will give you a fourth because they feel like he's a missing piece for them at wide receiver.
How about –
like, Cowboys would have loved to have had a guy like
trade him after June 1st. You cut the dead cap money. If you trade him during the draft, it's $16 million against the cap. It's dead cap money, $16 million. It's not like the Texans don't have some room, though. But you don't want $16 million dead cap money. He's going to be traded after June 1st, I think, or just released. You can't have Brandon Cooks on this team next year. The guy who wouldn't play for you for a couple of games last year because Jack Easterby was fired, he lost his captainship. Brandon Cooks. I'm gonna bet right here, right now, Brandon Cooks is not on this roster. Brandon Cooks, and you know what? Some of it is Brandon Cooks. I can't blame him. I don't want to be on this. I don't want to be on this team again this year. I've gone through the worst team in the league I've been on the last couple of years. I don't want this anymore. And you know what? I can go and help somebody. And, oh, by the way,
we got to get what we want for you, though. We're going to hold on to you.
How about we just cut you?
No, you don't want to take that hit. Have somebody take on the contract.
Well, after June 1st.
Well, you're going to take a hit relative to whatever the signing bonus was. But, no, I mean, you want to get a I'll tell you a really interesting story here in a second, but I cannot tell it on the air. But the fourth, like, if you're holding out for a fourth rounder and they don't want to give it to you now, teams get desperate in the year if they think they got a chance to win. A fourth rounder is nothing. Fourth rounder now is valuable. A fourth rounder in the middle of the year when you got a chance to win, you know, maybe you hold on to him. I don't want him with the Texans.
Well, how about you trade him?
I don't know what Mechie's going to do.
How about you trade him in training camp when the wide receiver for a good team goes down?
Well, let's see what – there's no reason to do anything. That could happen.
That's but after June 1st.
Let's see what the Texans do in the draft. They're not good enough at wide receiver now. You can't cut him. I mean, you can't get rid of him now. So I don't know how Mechie's going to play football. I don't know. He didn't play last year. So I want to see what
Listen, is there any question – They have to draft a wide receiver this year.
I think they do, but they also have to draft
defensive end,
two defensive linemen,
defensive tackle,
a linebacker, maybe a tight end. I mean, there's some things they got to draft. What I'm interested in is seeing how they handle free agency this year? Are they going to sign a bunch of guys, or are they going to really hold back and try to lose some so they can get compensatory picks? Because a lot of people like to play the compensatory pick game. Do you see San Francisco get 7? I've never seen that in my life. I think that's the most you can get. They got 3/3, and it's automatic for Rand Carthen, D'Amico Ryans. No. Yeah.
Yeah,
D'Amico,
because it, yeah.
You know, they got two. I guess they got 2/3.
You elevated a blackhead to a blackhead coach.
Yeah, and that's and Ryan Poles, Kansas City, got another 1/3 for Ryan Poles for GM. So head coach or GM, you get a 3rd-rounder. That's a really That's a really strong.
You know, San Francisco needs it. They need good players.
They need draft picks.
They need good players. The madness is starting, making a moneymaker with my bookie. It's such a great time of the year to get signed up and ready to make some wagers on the NCAA tournament and a whole lot more. Getting started is easy. Visit MyBookie online. Use promo code BET975 to receive a deposit bonus up to $1,000. They'll match 50% of your first deposit. Grab your extra funds now. For a limited time, you get a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest for a chance at some big money. If you're the type of guy that likes to do multiple brackets, that's fine. You know, for the price of an Uber, it's all for a shot at life-changing money. You know your college basketball. You want to get in on this life-changing money. There's so many different options out there for you to choose from. MyBookie is a place that when you win, it's simple to bet and win. Choose MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975 for the ultimate sports betting experience. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere. MyBookie.
ESPN 97.5. Live from East River 9 for a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now here's the kings of Houston sports radio, John Granato and Lance Erline.
Welcome back on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. The Cougs play today at noon. How about them Cougs? How about them Cougs starting their run in the postseason here? Texas advanced. Texas is moving on in their tournament. That's just such a good time of the year. Next week we'll have the NCAA tournament. Sunday the selection show, the Oscars as well. Okay, it's that time of the year now. Will Smith is on every, and Chris Rock, you're giving them the business. It's a great weekend. This is a great weekend of sports. You got your conference tournaments, and then the selection of the NCAA tournament, and let's go. And then all the auctions and all the brackets, and we got a bracket here that you get in. Absolutely free. We want you to join Bracket Madness, presented by Bud Light, supported by Rudy's Barbecue. We'll be giving away tons of prizes worth over $50 each. And did we mention this is all free? Prizes include gift cards to Frankie's Italian Kitchen, Valencia's, Tex-Mex Garage, Chewy's, The Burger Joint, and much more. Head to ESPN975.com to register now. It's Bracket Madness, presented by Bud Light, America's favorite lager. Courtney did this, put it together, and it's free. So what do you have to lose? You put your bracket in, and then you could win gift certificates. What? It's free for you to get in. So that's awesome. Courtney did all of this while she was pregnant, by the way. Courtney was pregnant, and she did all this. So that's a worker. That's a worker bee right there. She put together the golf tournament the other day, which was great. We really appreciate it. Good stuff. And now here we are. She put this together, too, East River 9. We got the shows all out here all day long here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Lance does not hit. I'm supporting the Cougs right now. I got my Cougs hat on. He has some stupid Caliber Everest member hat. Nothing. He has nothing that says Cougs. It's Cougs Day today as they start the NCAA or their conference tournament.
Oh, I forgot it was Cougs Day. Yeah, I was going to wear my East River 9 hat, but then it feels like, well, that's kind
really
of, do you wear it?
East?
Yeah, like, do you wear, I just, and how am I going to get a new
East River 9? Yeah, at the Masters, you wear Masters gear, I mean.
Y'all are lame for that.
No, you wear your green shirt.
You wear it when you're done.
If I had a green jacket, I'd wear that out there. You know, but you're lame for not supporting
the Cougs.
Support the Cougs.
Yeah, I do. In my heart, I do.
Oh, in your heart. Well, that's really not.
I helped John Daspit put a little do-re-mi out there.
Yeah, nobody cares about that. Did you wear a hat? That's the question.
The players care about that.
Yep, yeah. Well, guess what? No, the people don't. Tell, how about being a man of the people?
Tell Logan to give me a free hat, and I'll wear one.
Well.
Because that's where you got it, didn't you?
I got it from Dana.
Okay. Okay. Well, let me get me my free hat, and I'll wear. I promise I would have worn that hat today if I had one.
Yeah. No, I got my. If you no, you wouldn't have worn your free hat. Mm-hmm. Got East Carolina today, who they destroyed, who East Carolina is.
I'm predicting they win that.
You think that the Cougs are going to beat East Carolina today at noon?
Easily.
Yeah.
Easily.
I mean, it's
beat them.
It's been, it's so funny, I said, they're unwatchable. Cougs are unwatchable because they just destroy everybody. But they're fun to watch.
I find that highly watchable when my team is crushing somebody.
Right.
No, I don't, it's unwatchable when my team's losing.
No, it's unwatchable. Like except when they come back and they tie the game and they go to overtime and then get their ass handed to them. But that team is really is hard to watch. There's no question about that. So the Cougs start today. Oh, we haven't even talked. Patrick Ewing fired. Boeheim basically fired. Do you have that Boeheim sound from – it was from 2 days ago. But
Coach K is not happy about how that's
– No, that didn't go down.
This is never a good thing when it's time to move on from a coach, but the coach won't step away.
Especially after 47 years.
I mean, it was time for them to move on. They want to move in a different direction, and the coach won't step down, and it's never like – you're not going to come out of that looking good.
So this reporter is trying to get it out of Boeheim that he's retiring, and she can't. Here's the exchange.
I've just been lucky to be able to coach this long. I think you missed it. I gave my retirement speech on the court last Saturday, and I gave it in the press conference afterwards, and nobody except William Payne figured it out.
Are you saying right now that you're going to retire?
This is up to the university.
You want to come back?
I didn't say that.
Okay, but so what are you saying? You're not saying you're retiring, but you're not.
I just said it. I don't know.
So you don't know? Okay.
I said this is up to the university.
And you're not sure whether you're how will you make a determination about when you will come back?
You're talking to the wrong guy.
Got to talk to the university.
But he said he wasn't sure if he wanted to come back.
Well,
that's what confused her.
No,
he did. He was. She asked. He's. So,
do you want to come back?
Yeah, she said that. And he goes, I don't know.
Well, you have to ask. Well, you're right. Right. I mean, that's kind of ugly.
You know what? It's inevitable, though. I mean, if you coach that long, at some point they're going to want you to like. Hey, Jim,
dude,
it's time.
To go.
It's time. Can you?
I mean, you're not making tournaments. You're not. Your team is bad. It's time to go.
Sometimes I have to do that when we're still at Riel, and my wife is like, "One more," and I'm like, oh, "I gotta go."
Time to go.
Or we're at somebody's house.
Well,
I don't like
when
being
she's
the
doing
last...
that for 47 years.
I don't, yeah, that has not been the case. Yeah,
right.
Like,
right.
47 years of well, you know that Jim Boeheim is always the last guy at your house at a party. And you just want to go to bed.
Here's the deal with Jim Boeheim, though. At one point, it was good. You know, when she when she was drunk, and you know what? He had championship nights. But 47 years later, it's not that good anymore.
Yeah, Jim
There's
Boeheim,
no more championship
just
nights.
Just want Jim Boeheim to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Right.
You're
I mean,
right.
It's time. You've had enough shots,
we've
Jim.
We've seen this with coaches before in all kinds of sports. I mean, it's always unfortunate when it has to end like this and it can't end on the coach's terms. But it'll be fine. I mean, but he's so old now that I don't know that there's going to be – I mean, relatively speaking, I don't know that there's going to be, you know, a moment – like Coach K may have something. You don't do it 5 years after. You usually do it 10 years after where they'll honor you. Coach K will be a much older coach. Jim Boeheim will be way, way older.
You want to talk about the grumpy old man. I got accused yesterday on Twitter of being a grumpy old man because I said that ESPN is woke. I'm like, shut up. Go listen to something else. I mean, I can't be a happier person. I literally am living the best life I possibly can.
You can't be a happier
person. I'm happy about.
Can I ask the guy who you yelled at whenever he hit
your
car?
Well, don't run a red light and hit my brand new truck. I'm not happy about that.
Yeah,
well, who's going to be happy about that? Okay, that's stupid.
Dasker.
Okay. No, John Tasman is because he can make money off that. Okay?
If you had been hurt.
Yeah. No,
you
no.
Seem fine
thank
now.
God no one was hurt. He would be happy about people. No, he would not be happy about people getting hurt. So Jim Boeheim, though, I mean, goodness gracious, Jim, walk away and make it a good and he out of the universe. I mean, the university want him to go. Yeah, the university want. It's 47 years. It's time, bro.
Come on, Jim,
why do you want to keep go?
Come on, Jim.
Get wasted and enjoy. Go to the Bahamas.
Come
go
on.
To wherever. You got so much money. Go.
Come on,
is Buddy
Jim.
Still there? Is Buddy, his son still there?
I know.
Or did he graduate like 10 years ago? I don't know. I haven't watched a Syracuse game in like 12 years.
I mean, this was a really big deal for 1980s basketball. Jim Boeheim out. And
Patrick Ewing out.
Like, is Luke, did they dig up, did they exhume the body of Luke Karnisek and just throw him on
is
the ground
dead?
Too? He's got to be dead, right?
I don't know.
Luke Karnisek cannot be alive.
Right. Raleigh Massimino?
Got to be dead.
Yeah. What a great!
I don't even know, but right here I will tell you that I will put $100 on the fact that Luke Karnisek is
John Thompson, Raleigh Massimino, Luke Karnisek, what a Jim Boeheim, what a great era!
Yeah,
you want to talk about that was the best, and now Big 12 is the best. You see, Bill.
Hold on a second. There's no way he's alive. Good Lord,
Luke Karnisek,
98 and alive.
Well, he's Italian. Of course he is. He's you know what? He's probably throwing down meatballs every day.
Luke Karnisek is alive at 98.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
more alive than
you
I am, probably.
You have dead. You're telling
I would have. I
he couldn't even run over in his bed, let alone in his grave.
I saw Robert Blake died today. You see that? I would have sweared.
Beretta?
Yeah. I would have I would have lost so much money if there was an actual bet. Is Luke Karnisek alive? But it's minus 500 is no. I'd be like, yeah, no.
No.
I'll play the 500 to win 100. And I would have lost because Luke Karnisek, Raleigh Massimino, he's got to be.
Raleigh Massimino's dead.
You sure?
Look him up. Look Raleigh up. He's got to be.
Hold on.
No.
Hey, Siri. Is Raleigh Massimino dead?
Turn it off, Siri!
Raleigh Massimino, 82, dies 2017.
Yep. Yeah. With that gut, he had to go. Bill Self. Bill Self, you see, he's in a hospital, and he's not coaching the rest of this tournament.
Yeah, I know.
And they originally reported as a heart attack, and the university said no,
it's
it was not a heart attack. So that guy, whoever reported that, is feeling pretty bad today.
Maybe it was an AFib situation. That's not a heart attack.
No.
Maybe it's heart related.
Yeah,
heart attack's a strong thing to
that
fire
is a,
out there.
Yeah, that is. That's
you don't have to check with sources anymore. You just fire something out there. You're good.
No. Well, he's in the hospital. We thought the heart problems. Heart attack!
I mean, you know, you can't blame me. Yeah, but you shouldn't put that out there until you double check with the university.
Yeah, yeah.
You want me to get beat on it? Well, you're not getting
really
beat
be
on
accurate.
Bad information. Yeah, be accurate.
I'd rather you were accurate. I had it first, though.
My fan-sided account had it first.
We had it first. Well, you had it wrong.
You had it wrong. Yeah, but I was
but
first.
It was first. I had it wrong first.
I knew he had a heart thing.
Yeah. 713-780-3776, the number to hang out with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 QC.
So QC Kinetics does not do anything with the heart. They do things with the joints, though. Knees. Backs, hips, shoulders. It can be anything in your body that has. I'll give you an example. You have hip issues and you think, I'm too young to get a hip replacement. Yeah, you are. Maybe you do have an arthritic hip. Maybe you do have arthritis in the knee or you've got a pain, a torn labrum in the shoulder. Did you know if you're dealing with chronic pain that QC Kinetics has a solution for you? Much better than a lot of the shots that you get and the pain medicine and the downtime you have to have after surgeries. There is another way, and it's with QC Kinetics. QC Kinetics is regenerative restorative medicine. This is all the rage right now because what they do is they go in and they attack the joints to make sure that they are regenerating. They use the body's healing power to help you regenerate more tissue, damaged tissue. It restores damaged tissue. It regenerates new tissue. And that's how you start to see your pain in your joints go way down. The chronic pain goes way down. And in most cases, in many cases, you're going to see additional mobility as well. And your quality of life goes up. QCKinetics.com. Give them a call at 713-913-5285. That's 713-913-5285. That's QC Kinetics.
Why don't we take a break?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
97.5.
Yes, yes, y'all. Check it out, y'all. Yes, yes, y'all. Check it out, y'all.
Check it out.
Yo, I find the show, rhyme till it's time to go.
This is a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow, live from East River 9. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Put out a couple of picks on Twitter today of East River 9. Before the sun rose and now, just a beautiful day in the city of Houston. Not much wind today. I love it. Love it. You want to come out here and test your skills? Let's go. You want to get in? 713. We got any callers still on the line? I know we had some callers. Apologize. Julian still on the line? Let's get Julian in here. Hey, Julian.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing, man? Happy Friday. Appreciate you for having me on. I got a basketball question for RJ. So the Sacramento Kings, they're number 2 seed. They're playing extremely well. I'd like to see what he thinks and how dangerous they might be and if they're on the verge of something special as far as, like, going forward for the years to come.
RJ, before you start, I want to make sure that everyone knows that what Julian said, you heard right. If you're not paying attention to basketball and you say, did he say Sacramento is a 2 seed?
Yeah.
That's right. Sacramento
is the
2 seed.
Well, the West is not what the West used to be.
No.
That's for sure. But Sacramento has got a nice young nucleus. Well, young. They've been doing this. Sacramento's been doing it. This is what the payoff finally for all those years of drafting at the top of the draft. Mm-hmm. They finally got a decent team, huh, RJ?
Right. Answer it, RJ.
Yeah, no, I absolutely love this team. I didn't think Mike Brown was going to do a very good job when he was hired as a coach. I mean, we've seen him throughout the years be that guy of, hey, you were just the guy that stood around and watched LeBron James. Then he goes to Golden State, kind of has this, you know, a little bit of a resurgence, a great assistant coach under Steve Kerr. Now goes to Sacramento, and you have Domantas Sabonis, De'Aaron Fox, Harrison Barnes, now able to be productive like he was in Golden State. This is a very good team. I didn't think they would be the 2 seed, but Mike Brown's going to be the coach of the year, and things are definitely looking up in Cowtown.
But you look at how they were built, and I mean, you know, Harrison Barnes is a good veteran to have on that team. You have you brought over Sabonis, but you know, Keegan Murray. You have a problem with Keegan Murray? He's a nice player. Malik Monk. I mean, you actually have built. You have built some of it from the ground floor.
Well, it took a long. I mean, we're talking about our rebuilds here. Sacramento's been doing this for how long?
Since the 2000s. I mean, it's been.
It's finally paying off a little bit.
It's been a long.
The
long
process time. Has been a
problem. Well, no, actually, Malik Monk. Yeah, he came over last from. I guess he wasn't a Lakers last year, but you. They've done a smart. Like they've been very smart at how they put that team together. Who's their GM? I think their GM had Rocket ties.
Well, and you're to your point there, RJ, about Mike Brown. Ty Lue's a pretty good coach. Mike Brown's a pretty good coach. I mean, you're getting blamed. You're not getting any credit because you got LeBron on your team. And, you know, listen.
Yeah,
good with good players.
Dude, do you know that this guy spent 13 years with the Rockets? He joined the Rockets as the basketball operations senior analyst. He was promoted to director of basketball operations in 2013. He was a VP of basketball operations in 16, assistant GM in 2018 while working for the Houston Rockets team. The organization reached the playoffs. So they basically went stone over Monty McNair. But Monty McNair, the GM, was with the Rockets for 13 years.
Oh, I never heard of him.
And Joel mentioned it. Joel mentioned it. Joel Blank mentioned it to me the other day.
Yeah.
And he knew he was inside the organization.
Well, yeah,
that guy's done a great job.
Yeah. No. But
and just got a just got an extension.
Listen, would Phil Jackson be a Hall of Famer without Michael Jordan and Kobe?
No.
No. Hey, look at what he did when he went to the Knicks and he took over as GM. They sucked. They were terrible.
With Draymond, without Clay and Steph? No.
No. No.
So he should.
No, they wouldn't. You got to have good players. And you know what? Sacramento's got some good players now, but Mike Brown is doing a hell of a job.
No, he is. And it's probably not fair that you just say you roll the ball out. This happens to a lot of great coaches. I'll give you an example. How was Nick Sirianni not in the top 3 coaches for Coach of the Year this year? That was always baffling to me. Nick Sirianni was not one of
the
top
3
coaches.
Well, you look at that roster, though, because is that one of the best rosters in football?
Well, that's why Bobby Cox never got credit in Atlanta because he had great players. Dusty Baker, should Dusty Baker have been, you know, the top manager in baseball? You're not going to get that. If you're too good, you're not going to get it. Mike Brown is obviously a good coach. I mean, he's been a good coach. What was his background, RJ? Who was he? Was he under Pop? Whose tree did he come from?
Oh, Popovich's.
Yeah, he was a Pop tree. So, I mean, you know, it's not like people haven't thought he's been a good coach in the past. It's just
He didn't get any credit because he had LeBron.
Okay, then what about Spoelstra? He gets lots of credit now. He didn't get credit at the time because of LeBron either. Then LeBron left and they're like, dude, Spoelstra can coach.
Yeah.
Spoelstra's a really good coach. And people recognize that now. Yeah,
I think
it's not
it helped
really
that Pat Riley gave him the cosign early on when, Miami started out like 9-8. LeBron said fire him. He's like, no, this is my guy.
Yeah, LeBron is fire him, bring in Westbrook. Just it's the same thing with Jordan. You can't let players run the whole thing.
No.
It just never works out. But, yeah, when they bumped shoulders with each other when they walked by, and LeBron bumped the shoulder of Eric Spoelstra during that timeout. But Spoelstra now, I mean, look at him last year. Look what Spoelstra did. Eric Spoelstra is a good basketball coach. They got to a game 7 and had a chance to move on to the NBA Finals. Spoelstra's a good coach, but he wasn't given that. You're right. As soon as you have LeBron. Now, guys who have coached LeBron don't get any credit for being good coaches, but the guys who coached – but Phil Jackson, who's coached Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant, because he's won a bunch of rings, but he's coached Kobe and Shaq and Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen. Like, he's coaching good players,
well,
too.
Well, being able to manage all those egos.
But I think he deserves
credit. Something, yeah.
Yeah, I think he's deserving of credit.
Yeah. Well, I mean
– managing egos is – Rudy Tomjanovich once said – we were golfing one time, and Rudy's whole thing was the thing that made Rudy good was not the X's and O's, because that was more of Carroll Dawson. Rudy knew how to handle people and dream – and
he's
the egos
a player,
that were on
and
the team.
He knew how to, yeah.
Yeah, that was the thing that helped win the title, is Rudy was the right guy from an ego standpoint to make the pieces fit together. That was Rudy's strength.
Well, is Steve Kerr a good coach?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
how could he not be a good
coach?
Yeah,
Mark
coach?
Jackson.
Wins.
Well, Mark, I don't know that Mark Jackson got a fair shake as soon as, you know, he had that
the
team.
The players didn't like Mark Jackson.
They didn't like him because he wasn't a player's coach. And yet he was a player. And yet he didn't know how to handle the players, especially great players.
Well, he's a player, but he played for Van Gundy. There's a certain way that – and he grew up in New York playing New York basketball, like when New York had that edge. He believed you played basketball a certain way. You had to have some edge, and that's more of a finesse team. But I will say, once they got Draymond, it really did change where they weren't a finesse team anymore. But then Steph turned into the greatest shooter in the history of basketball, and Klay Thompson's not far behind.
Yep.
That helps.
No, that helps.
And we've got – and we've had some great shooters here. Josh Smith, Steve, Kat, James, Jabari, Jalen. We've had some of the top what's his name with the headband? Corey Brewer. Oh. We've had some shooters here.
Well, yeah, Josh Smith, yep. We've had
some guys
unbelievable.
Who, they would shoot it.
They shot it.
They shot it, too.
Yeah. I remember
Josh Smith would shoot it at a moment's notice.
Yeah.
So we had some of the top shooters
of the
basketball.
Who was the U of H coach? I was emceeing a banquet, and I said, "Coach, you need some shooters." And he said, "Nope, don't need no shooters. I need makers.
Yes.
That's what I need.
The Rockets have needed makers for years.
Yep. You know who's making it and doing an unbelievable job, and has been doing an unbelievable job here for over eight decades in the city of Houston. It's the Chastang family. They are so good. I was talking to Joe the other day, and Joe got it from his dad. And his dad got it from his dad about how to do business car-wise in the city of Houston. The Chastang family is just synonymous with great dealership, with selling cars, with giving the best deal. You don't last over eight decades in the city doing the same thing unless you're really great at what you do. It's unbelievable how good they are. I love this dealership because they're going to give you a square price. They're going to work their hardest to get you the best deal. And it's truck month right now. 2022 and 23 F-150 are out there. 0% financing for 36 months. Zero cash down. Zero payments for 90 days. I don't know. I'm not watching everything, but I don't see other dealerships. I don't know. Are they doing this? I don't know, but I know they're doing it at Chastang Ford. So if you're looking for that F-150, it doesn't matter what maker model, they're on the lot, or you can order them. And they've got everything you could possibly want. You can make it yourself with the order, or you can pick up what's on the lot right now at Chastain Ford. You're going to get the best deal that you can possibly get. They're going to work their hardest for you every single time. Nothing down. No payments for 90 days. 0% financing for 36 months. The only place to go for your truck, your Ford truck right now, ChastainFord.com or on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown. Chastain Ford.
ESPN. 97.5.
I dug the body. Who said they saw me? Crown on by Molly. Wrist on your body. They gon' judge your life for a couple likes on a double tap. Them sorry. They all get body. I'm blessed.
Live from East River 9 for a Veritex Community Bank Roadshow. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now here's the kings of Houston sports radio, John Granato and Lance Erline.
Story here, and I guess he's just next up. Joe Burrow going to get the largest extension in NFL history.
Yeah, it makes tracks.
Sense. Yeah,
makes he's sense. Next up. He's been had a lot of success the last couple of years. I'm sure he's going to start a new fight about Burrow versus Jackson, which is dumb. But that's what will happen. But unfortunately,
he's taken his team to the Super Bowl already and the AFC Championship game.
Won in playoff games.
Wins playoff games.
It's not. There's really not an argument.
He did get hurt one season, but he's been healthy since.
His ACL tear. It's really not an argument that needs to be had. I mean, they're two separate.
It will be.
I know, just because we know how it's going to work on TV. But the fact is, Joe Burrow is next up, and he's going to get the big deal because he's next up in the elite category for sure. And performance-based, he is not – you don't have to go back to Joe Burrow in 2019, because with Lamar, you kind of have to do that right now. You say, well, what about this year? With Joe Burrow
– 19 was the best year of his life.
Won
a national
college
championship.
But 20 was kind of a dead year because he got hurt. And 21 and 22 have both been fantastic for Joe. He got off to a slow start last year and then really got hot at the end. And yeah, I mean, Joe Burrow, I mean, for me, I see there are three quarterbacks that I put in that category right now. It's you're maybe going to have to, I want to see it again because all these guys have done it at least 2 years, Burrow, Josh Allen, and Pat Mahomes. But now Jalen Hurts is like, you hear him knocking on the door. So let's see if he can put together.
You got to see it again.
Yeah, you got to see 2 years in a row, but I'm certainly willing to push him into that
All
category.
The guys are in the dumpster. Yeah. Every player. Who's your number one pick if you're a team? Pat Mahomes.
It has to be Pat Mahomes.
Who's next?
I think most of them would choose Josh Allen. It depends on – I think it really depends on the team because he's got the mobility of a
dual – Well, you don't have a team. You're starting from scratch.
He's a dual – well, probably Allen. He's got rare physical gifts, and he's dual threat. You can snap it to
where
him.
Does Joe, where does Joe land?
He's third for some teams, I think he might be first.
Might be.
He's for sure second.
Second.
For a lot of teams. Worst case scenario, he's third. I mean, those three, Aaron Rodgers, I'm prepared to, like, I think, I still believe Aaron Rodgers can get into that top level.
Yeah, but he's a limited time.
Yeah, no, yeah, I know. Yeah, not start a team, but I believe that he can be an MVP candidate next year. Like, I think he can play at that level. Jalen Hurts for sure has to be in consideration. I know he's done it 1 year, so you'd like to see it 2 years before you start throwing somebody in a top three category, top four category. But that offense seems to work quite well. Now, if your argument is, well, what if you put him in a different offense? Yeah, he might not be as good. He's not in a different offense. He's running the offense he has. So, and I will also say a big part of what he does is that he runs football. Guys who run away, I said this at the Combine on a TV show that we did. I remember when Deshaun Watson said he didn't like the dual threat tag. And I knew he said it. I knew where it was coming from. He didn't want to be viewed as less than a quarterback.
Yeah.
But the reality is, lean into it. This is what teams want. What? They snap it to Josh Allen to run for a first down. They snap it to Jalen Hurts to run for first downs.
And like touchdowns.
This is an important trait to have now. If you can run too, it is such an important trait. So don't run from that. And I think the value of dual threat quarterbacks, that's why Anthony Richardson, for me, man, his tape is rough. There's some really bad tape. But you cannot get away from the fact that when he decides that he's going to run, he can make really explosive things happen. And so if I look at Richardson and Levis on the same plane, which I kind of do, I have to take the guy that has special potential to run. The same thing I did with Malik Willis. Malik Willis has an ability to hurt teams with his legs when other things aren't working. But you've got to be functional as a passer. You got to be functional at some point. But if you're higher than functional, if you're an average passer and an above average runner, man, you can be a really good quarterback in the league.
Yep, yep. And well, and to fairness to Jalen, he was a good passer this year.
I would say Lamar Jackson is an average to below average passer.
So you would take Lamar after Jalen?
Yeah, for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm working off recency bias, obviously.
Right, right.
Lamar's had the better, but Lamar has been hurt 2 years in a row. Jalen is a very sturdy guy. And Jalen right now is coming off a season that I thought he was, you know, I mean, I'm on record already. Chiefs fans get all pissed off. I thought Jalen was the MVP. But I understand it. I don't have a problem with it. It's like the Jokic argument versus, you know, versus Embiid. You can't get upset about either one of those guys. But I just thought, for me, I also liked Embiid to win MVP in 2022. I like Joker this year. This year I liked, you know, honestly, I'd like Jalen Hurts. I think Jalen Hurts really, the fact that he missed some games only did more to push forward the narrative of his value to his team when you see how they performed with and without him.
Who is the first non-quarterback?
It'd
be Mahomes and then Burrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Allen. Yeah. Who is the first non-quarterback taken if you throw every player in the NFL in the hopper?
I mean, I understand all the talking that's gone on, but for me it would be I was going to say Aaron Donald, but you know what? Actually, it would be Michael Parsons. I want guys who can get the quarterback.
Mine might be Kelsey.
It's a good pick. Good pick. I mean, I don't have a problem with it. I was going to say Aaron Donald, which I still think is a really good pick, if you ignore his retirement talk that's crept out.
Yeah. I think Kelsey, I think Jefferson.
Where does Clowney land out on that one?
Boy, that's a tough one.
Is he in the top 10 for you?
That's a tough
Jadeveon
one.
Clowney?
Probably lower. Okay. Probably I'm going to go lower with Jadeveon.
Well, I mean, we all have our own, you know.
Right. I might like one season of double digits.
It's a subjective.
Sacks.
Yeah, it's a.
Might like one season.
It would help.
Yeah,
but have you seen the amount of pressures he gets? Because supposedly he gets a lot of pressures.
Yeah.
That's why teams keep letting him go.
Yeah, that's why.
Because all those pressures.
Yeah. I know pressures are important. There's no question. Make
the
quarterback get rid of
pressures are important, but you shouldn't have only pressures your whole career.
That's it.
Like, at some point, it manifests itself in sacks.
You might want to sack somebody.
Yeah, so sometimes when people are using PFF for their arguments about pressures, and you say, how come this guy with all these pressures keeps moving teams? Why do they not value pressures as much as you do?
All right, live at East River 9, John and Lance, we got an hour left. All the show's going to be out here today. Where's Renee? There's Renee.
Yeah.
What's up? That's our guy right there. Well, I want to talk to Renee when we come back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Lance and I both started the show with golf, and we'll talk to Renee about it. A golf pro. He's been a guy that's been in the Houston area forever, Renee Rangel, and he's running this place and others for his company. So we'll talk to him about that. Speaking of golf, listen, I don't care if you can play. It's a beautiful day out here today. Maybe you want. I don't know what you want. But you could go and play. Can you go and play Pinehurst today? No, you'd have to go to North Carolina. You could go to T-Box and play Pinehurst. You can go and play Pebble. You can go and play hundreds of courses around the world at tboxtexas.com. tboxtexas.com. Well, you don't go online to play. You actually go to the facility. They have 8 simulators. They have a bar. They have televisions. They have all the alcohol you could possibly want. You can order food and have it delivered there. You got it all at T-Box Texas. It's so much fun. Been there, done that. They've got leagues Tuesdays and Wednesday nights. You can get a foursome. You can get you and a buddy. You can join a team that's out there. Look, if you're looking for the best way to play, have some fun indoors, be it day, night, rain, shine, it doesn't matter. You've got it at T-Box Texas. It is so much fun. You're looking for a great way to play and work or have meetings. TboxTexas.com. TboxTexas.com.
Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5.